Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Man, 2 days in a row, they're doing 2 6 o'clocks. Woof. Thank goodness this is over. This has been a brutal week. Hey, it's Jeff Katz. It is Friday morning, TGI Friday, nonetheless. We are happy, happy, happy about that. And so much great stuff coming our way. Oh, and it's cold. I don't know how to break it to you. But no, really, it's cold. It's 28 degrees, which I'm telling you is officially cold. How do I know? I know cold. I hate cold. No, I mean, I really do. I hate cold. But here I am, and you and I are going to have a fine morning this morning. Former Governor George Allen's going to be along at 8:33, and no, we shan't be talking about anything political. Not a doggone political thing. I want to talk football. Patriots last night won. I think we're on in an 8-game winning streak. It's almost a Brady Belichick Brady sort of a thing. I don't even know who the starters are anymore. I don't care. Doesn't matter. We're winning, and that means the other guys are losing. I don't know what's the situation for Buffalo at the moment, because weren't they supposed to be the team this year? I thought they looked great last year. Anyway, George Allen is going to be here a little bit later today. I mentioned that I went to Belilee's on Augusta Lane off of Broad Street the other night. I think it must be the original, right? And it was for a young man by the name of Jack Saunders. And about an hour from now, I just want to tell you about it. I know it sounds a little weird. And people already are like, oh, man, somebody died, Jeff. It's Friday. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to ask you to talk a lot about it. I'm just going to share with you some of the stuff that I heard, because it was amazing. And I'm friends with Jack's dad, Dave Saunders, who ordinarily you would hear on a Friday morning, right? Dave is just one of the best guys that I know. Heads up Madison and Maine and the Texas Inn, you know, the Jeff Katz hot dog over there, all to help out Special Olympics. That's because of Dave Saunders, and it's his son, Jack, who died. But when I tell you a little bit about what I heard the other night at Lily's, I think you'll understand why I feel compelled to talk about it and why I feel compelled to talk about it right there at 7:03, right in the middle of everything. We're going to try and track down our pal Rich Herrera, who ordinarily would be slogging through a morning that's cold. But is he? No. Where is he? Italy. Italy, I believe. Yeah, somewhere in Italy. So we'll track him down and figure out what he's got going on. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who during the week you'll find at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. All right, reminder to you about the James River Air text line. That is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I am curious to know if you've been thinking about the 50-year mortgage. Now, the reason I mentioned it, it came up the other day. President Trump says, hey, this is a great thing, great idea, 50-year mortgage, right? Most of us have 30-year mortgages. Some of us have 15-year mortgages. I don't know anybody who simply goes out and buys a house. I know there are people who do that. I'm just saying, I don't personally know any of them. I probably would be better off if I did, but I don't. So, 30-year mortgage is kind of sort of what we all do, right? I mean, it is. That's what everybody does when they go to buy a house. And there used to be certain requirements, and they were pretty serious requirements. I certainly remember as a kid hearing you had to have 20% down when you went to buy a house. Well, that's a lot of money. And then we got into this magical area where people started saying, well, maybe it doesn't have to be 20%. Maybe it could be 10%. Well, it's still a lot of money. You have to save it, right? Most of us, again, don't just have that amount of money sitting around. You have to work towards it. You sacrifice. There's a bizarre ancient antiquated concept, but you have to sacrifice and you have to save. And then people said, well, I don't know if that's the right amount. And throughout all of this, that we've always had some special opportunities, right? We've had VA loans. If you have been willing to serve this nation, then we have said, we're going to try and help you out. We're going to give you a special type of mortgage that requires a lower down payment and better terms. Why? Because we owe that to you. That's why. Because we'd like to think we're decent people. Right? So there's a VA loan. There's always been the FHA loan. Also, a smaller amount for down payment. But for whatever reason, we've had that program in place. All right. Then, a number of years ago, we get into what they called no-doc, right? No-doc loans, stated income loans. You just went in and said, I make $1 bajillion a year. You do? We'll sign right here. And they would hand you the keys to a house. And that, my friends, is what precipitated the great housing crash of a few years back. Anybody remember that? Where all of a sudden, people who never, ever should have been owners of a house found themselves owning a house, and they reminded all of us why they were never, ever supposed to own a house in the first place. I had moved to California. This would have been we were married, so it was the second time. The first time I was out in California, it was just me. I had a lot of fun. Then when I was married with kids, it was still interesting, but it wasn't nearly as much fun. But we had to move. And we were moving from, where were we moving from? Philadelphia. All right, and I had just wrapped up afternoons at the great WPHT in Philadelphia. And we were moving out to the San Francisco Bay Area. New job, new opportunity. And I'll tell you what, I went ahead. It was like a recon party, right? Heidi and the kids stayed back home in Pennsylvania. And I went out to California. Go west, young man. And I went and I was looking for shelter for us. Well, let me tell you something. This was right at the height of the flip phenomena, right? Everybody was flipping houses. Everybody was sure they were going to buy a house for $3 and sell it for $1 million and then buy an island and retire. So you couldn't rent anything. It's crazy. Or it was crazy because I thought, well, we'll rent a house. We'll just rent a house. We'll figure it out. Well, once we get there, what are the good schools going to be? Because we still had to worry about schools. We had tiny little kids. And what is this? What is that? So we were going to rent. Well, you could not find a place to rent because everybody was walking in and writing checks and buying houses. So all of a sudden, we had to buy a house if we were all going to be living together. Now, I was making pretty good money working in San Francisco. I'm not going to lie to you about that. However, it was not nearly enough money to live in San Francisco and environs. Right? I mean, I looked at the amount of money and thought, wow, that's a pretty good salary. And then I looked at the price of houses and thought, that's not nearly a good enough salary. We wound up buying a house, and I won't give you the dollar amount, but I will tell you this. Never in my life did I think I would spend that much money for a piece of property that didn't have a drawbridge and a moat. Because for that amount of money, I just assumed we were buying a castle. You know what we bought? We bought a 3-bedroom tract home with absolutely no yard that looked like every other tract home on the street. There was nothing unique about it, nothing special about it. But it sold for an amount that I thought was absolutely in-flippin-sane. But that's what the market was because of no-doc loans. Because people could just come in and tell you how much they made, and they were believed. Do you think some of them may have, fudged the numbers a little bit, may have misstated their income? I know when I went to meet with the mortgage broker out there, I sat down and she said, oh, Mr. Katz, we've taken a look at your income and your savings. Oh, this was the other crazy thing. I just thought, you know, you're buying a house, you put 20% down because that's what my dad always told me and that's what he did when he bought his house or their house, you know, my folks' house. I just kind of thought that's what you did. And I mean, that's what we did when we bought our house in Philadelphia, or suburban Pennsylvania. We lived in a place called Chad's Ford. Right? That's what you did. And the mortgage broker lady laughed. Oh, please, Mr. Katz, nobody here puts down 20%. Oh, okay. She said, so I've run the numbers with your income, and she flipped this paper around. It was like this magic show, sort of. This is what you can afford. And I damn near fell on the floor, and I said, I afford that? I said, are you paying, like, I don't know, half of it? Are you on the mortgage, too? Because I can't afford that. No, Mr. Katz, you don't understand. Here in California, everybody has two mortgages. You have your first mortgage, and that pays for part of it. Then you have your second mortgage, and that pays for something. And then you just live in this house. That's great. And I thought, there's just no way. There's no way, unless I had won the lottery, in which case I probably wouldn't have needed the mortgage, right? It was insane. It really was. It was insane. And we bought a house for an outrageous amount of money. And it wasn't, I don't know, a year later, 2 years later, we started hearing about something called jingle mail. Did you ever hear that phrase? Jingle mail originated when people in California who never should have been able to afford those houses started mailing the keys back to the bank because they couldn't afford the houses anymore. They had already lived there. They hadn't paid the mortgage in a year. It was a terrible situation. Does the 50-year mortgage, do you think, get rid of that or create more? We'll talk a little bit about it. And again, hit me up over on the James River Air text line. I know it's early, but heck, if I'm up and Jeremy's up, then by God, get out of bed and send a text. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 615, Jeff Katz, News Radio. 625, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday morning. It is cold. It's not going to remain cold, but at the moment, it's cold. I will focus on the fact that it's cold until such time it is no longer cold. All right? Is he a theme coming up here? Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 11:40. Let's see. Anne from RBA says, good morning, Jeff. Any discussion, regardless of the length, is wasted on the present entitlement generation. They're just living in the basement, waiting for the parents to die upstairs. That's their idea of the future, regardless of the length of the mortgage. I have no doubt that is the case for some. I don't think that is the case for all. I think it's a really, really difficult time financially for a lot of folks. And that's compounded if people are treated poorly at work. Ugh, it's awful. It really is. Let me see. 804 says, Jeff, just wait until Spamberger and Company take over in January. We'll be just like California. We won't be able to afford a damn thing. Well, that's also true. You know, we have flooded the nation with illegal aliens. That has taken a lot of housing stock off the market. And here in Virginia, as we are poised, I guess, to become a sanctuary state, thanks to Spanberger and Co., you can see the prices go even higher. 627, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Where exactly is Rich Herrera? Well, I could tell you where he's not. Here. No, he's definitely not here because I'm here. Yeah, well, let that sink in for a second. And they do this 6 o'clock hour apparently twice a day. No, but Rich is not even at 6 o'clock. Herrera, where exactly are you again? And good morning, Rich. Nice to hear from you.
Good morning to you as well. I am actually on a tour bus right now, just leaving Montreal, and we're heading back to Palermo. We walk through this amazing cathedral, and then we walked through a cloister, and we sat in the city square, and I drank a Diet Coke. Other people were having coffee and espresso, and it's just been amazing this morning, Jeff.
Oh, nice.
So Antoine Van Dyke portrayed Rosalia
with
longish red hair.
Are you surrounded by much nicer people? Is that what this is?
Yes, I'm surrounded by all the News Radio WRVA listeners with me. And Jacqueline is actually talking to them as giving her great job as our tour guide, talking about different parts of Palermo. So we're actually on the bus driving through. And she's awesome. She's a Southern California gal who moved here to Sicily. Her parents are from Sicily. She moved here as a sophomore in high school and has lived here ever since. So for the last 30 years, she's been a tour guide taking ballet groups and Americans on tours of Palermo. She's written 11 different books and knows everything there is to know about Sicily. And she's been amazing.
I love that. Yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about Colette. Let's not kid ourselves. They've always got the best on this end as well as that end. Now, you mentioned yesterday, Rich, this is like the first time you've really, really, really done something like this. So we're all excited for you that you're getting to experience it. What's the takeaway just through the first day or two? What's standing out?
The world is much bigger than I thought it was. We always say the world is so much smaller because of the internet, we can see everything, but the world's so much bigger over here. So, you know, we're driving down and we have this one gentleman who's just a fountain of knowledge. He loves to travel. He loves world history. He's pointing out, look, that's a Mussolini building. You can see that was something that was built during Mussolini. Our tour guide was talking about, you know, Mussolini, when he came to power with the fascists. He's the one who instituted public schooling here in Italy. If it wasn't for Mussolini, they wouldn't be an educated society. And they're like, wow, okay. History that we read in the books is coming alive to me. We were going through this cathedral, this beautiful cathedral, and she was showing us that it was built by Muslims, by Christians, by Catholics, by Jews, and you could see the different types of stonework and masonry and mosaics, and the fact that they were all working on this together. And the king at that time, the Norman king, said, pray to God in your own way. And he was talking to the Jews, the Muslims, the Christians, the Catholics. You see all of this. It's absolutely amazing. And for those of you that are complaining about trying to build a wall, there's walls here everywhere. There's walls around cities. There's walls around the cathedral. There's walls everywhere. And it just gives you a whole different perspective. Now, I will tell you, anybody who wants to complain about D.C. traffic, no. Come here to Italy, and the traffic laws are simply suggestions. And I'm seeing people driving. They're dipping in and out of cars. They're dipping out in and out of scooters. It's amazing.
Wow. Wow. Well, I love it. And listen, we're both sort of foodies. What are you sampling? What have you had over the last couple of days there?
Okay, so I've been really, really good. You know, I'm a chicken strip, hot dog, beef and potato kind of guy, but I'm trying everything. I had a caprese salad last night. I was trying the different drinks. This morning I got up and I went to their breakfast and it was amazing. Now I have found Diet Coke and everybody goes, oh, they don't serve ice with it, but it's not warm. So I've been able to get my Diet Coke in, but the pastries, the food has just been incredible. So there's so many great people on the strip that are seasoned travelers, and Rosario, who's talking right now, our tour guide, has been great about pointing different things out. But I actually went and used the ATM. He had to show me how to use an ATM to get euros out. So I have euros now that I can walk around with like a baller.
Oh, I think that's great. All right. And have you, just between us, because Jeremy is not listening this morning. He's working, but he's not paying attention. Any success with the keychain hunt?
Oh, yeah. No, we're finding lots of different things. So he's going to be a very, very happy, AI, real person when we come back.
Excellent. Well, listen,
can we can we say hi to you real quick? You want to hear from all of our listeners?
Of course. Oh my gosh.
Hold on a second. I'm going to put you on speaker. Hold on just a second.
Hey, everybody. Here, I'm putting you on speaker. So I'm talking with Jeff Katz right now, who's actually hosting Richmond's Morning News. So if everybody wants to say good morning to Jeff Katz, that'd be great. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Representing Virginia out here in the middle of Palermo, Italy, Jeff.
Buongiorno, huh?
Yeah, buongiorno, Jeff, buongiorno. So we haven't lost, Jeff, we haven't lost anybody yet, right? Everybody's still here, right? I got lots of questions about you, and I've answered them truthfully. Lots of people asking about germ, but everybody's having a great time, Jeff.
I love it. All right, well, listen, it's a little bit like being a Boy Scout leader or working in a correctional facility. There's a lot of counting that goes on with your compatriots.
Rosario's doing it in Italian, so I'm learning how to count in Italian as he counts all the heads to make sure that everybody's here. And then if I wander around, he's making sure that he's sternly making sure that I'm not getting lost or causing any trouble.
We're going to put like you on one of those little people kid are great. Leashes. Yeah.
Oh, I definitely need it because I'm looking like squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. Not talking about the flying squirrels, but everything around here is so amazing.
Oh, I love it. Hey, well, listen, Rich, you go have some fun, all right? Pretend that you don't know anything about... What time is it there, by the way? Is it noon now?
What time is it right now? 12:40. 12:40. Oh, so we're about to go have lunch.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Go get a little lunch.
We're going to have lunch.
Have a little little enjoyment time, some pleasant time, maybe take a nap. We of course miss you. We're looking forward to you coming back, but I'm just so happy to hear that you and the gang are over there with Colette having a great time, and I just can't wait to see you when you get back.
Yeah, so make sure you follow us on our Instagram, because I'm posting stories and pictures. I'm going to sit down with our tour guide. I'm going to sit down with Rosario. He's going to maybe teach me a little Italian, so we'll have all that on our Instagram page, at News Radio WRVA.
Perfect. All right, my friend, that is Rich Herrera. Rich and a great group of News Radio WRVA listeners right now with our friends Colette over in Italy, Palermo, and I don't know where else they're going, so stay in touch, all right? Keep following everything that Rich is sharing. It's going to be great stuff. We'll find out where he is and see what is going on. I think that's really, really cool. What else have we got today? Well, we've got a few things. Obviously, we've been kicking around this idea of this 50-year mortgage, and I thought to myself, well, if you're going to do a 50-year mortgage, how about a 15-year car note? Here's what I'm thinking. Cars now last way longer. You know, there was a time when 100,000 miles on an engine was a big deal, right? Oh, my God, 100,000 miles, that's it. That thing's falling apart. 100,000 miles now, that car's just getting broken in. The average numbers now, and we'll talk with Stan Andruski at 8:03 this morning, but I think the average numbers now are around 300,000-400,000 miles. You see cars with 250,000 miles, you don't think anything of it. So the car notes now are designed really based on cars that were going to travel about 100,000 miles. got to get it paid off because every single day you drive it, it's really worth less, right? Well, if you are looking at financing a car that's going to be yours, running well for the next 15 years, should you be able to pay it off over that time? Here's the big downside to both the longer ideas of mortgages and car notes. You're paying the bank way more money. You're paying your credit union, whoever it is that's doing the financing, you're paying way more money. Because you know the way this always works. You pay the interest up front. You pay a boatload of interest. So there is the argument that says, hey, if you're going to have a 50-year house note, a 50-year mortgage, all you're really doing is renting. Right? Are you going to be in that house for 50 years? What's the average time in a house? We'll have to reach out to my friends Debbie, Sarah, Reynolds, and Power Home Team and figure that out. I think it's only a few years, right? Aren't most people buying and then moving within a relatively short period of time? The days of our parents, as an example, buying a home, being there forever, having exactly the same job for 20 or 25 years, and then retiring. Anybody know what retirement is? That's a foreign concept at this point. Right? People move jobs, change jobs all the time. It's one of the reasons, my humble opinion, and I'm right, you have to treat your people well. When you don't treat your people well and they leave, please don't act surprised. Right? There are people, I just can't believe that so-and-so left or so-and-so was looking for a better job. Well, dude, you treating people poorly, that's exactly what they're going to do. It's exactly what they're going to do. And I think that you now have on the employee side of it this idea that they don't have to be wed to one company. And that's across all sectors, by the way. Yeah, it's the dreaded private sector like that. I talked to my sons. The concept of working for one company for 25 years, they have no idea. I mean, my Harry just looks at me like I'm even crazier than he thinks I normally am the other 6 days of the week. I have friends in the law enforcement sector. Right now, you would think, hey, you join an agency, and that's where you are for 20 years, and then you retire out of that agency. Well, now with the idea of lateral transfers, guys change police departments, sheriff's offices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, a couple of times in a career, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we have to examine this in the real world at this point. And if you're going to have a 50-year mortgage, but you're only going to be in the house for 3 years, you will have no equity whatsoever, nothing. And maybe at that point, you really were simply renting. And maybe in that case, maybe you would have been better off simply renting. At 6:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 6:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Coming up at 7:03, I am going to tell you about a young man that I never met. Sounds a little odd, I know, but this young man, despite the fact that I never met him, has touched me and touched countless people in Central Virginia like you would not believe. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Jack Saunders at 7:03. It's 6:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 7:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I love that song, and I've always loved that song, and I heard that song yesterday in a really odd sort of a space. It was at the beginning of a memorial service. Let me fill you in on this whole thing. You know, it's Friday. And it's Friday morning on News Radio WRBA, the Voice of Virginia. And most Fridays in the morning on the Voice of Virginia, you hear from my dear friend Dave Saunders. Dave, I know, started doing that back when John Reed was here. And Dave is someone so that you know, because you're thinking, well, yeah, no, I know Dave. I've listened to Dave Saunders giving out weekend tips and the rest of it on the morning show and WRBA for a long time. You're right. But you also know Dave Saunders in other ways, whether you realize it or not. Dave heads up a great place called Madison in Maine. Madison in Maine is the premier PR, advertising, marketing company in all of Virginia. And Dave Saunders was sort of like one of those Don Draper guys, right? He was an ad guy out in L.A., man, Beverly Hills. He was living the life and was hugely successful. And then he made the choice to come back to Virginia. He's originally from our beloved Commonwealth. And he starts this company called Madison and Main, where he combines Madison Avenue, right? The Don Draper sort of stuff. Ad guys, old time ad guys, except Dave's not all that old. And Main Street, right? Just you, me, regular folks, and puts them together. How do we get advertising campaigns and PR campaigns and marketing campaigns that are as brilliant as you would find on Madison Avenue, but make them work on Main Street? Well, Madison, Maine has done that for years and years and years. That's thanks to Dave Saunders. But Dave has also been such a vibrant part of the charitable community in Central Virginia forever. And then a few years back, he gets the harebrained idea to start buying a restaurant, the Texas Inn, that he used to go to as a kid in Lynchburg. And well, he does it. He buys it. And he buys two Texas Inn locations, or sets up another Texas Inn location, right? Yeah, no, he buys the two in Lynchburg. Then he decides, because his son Jack is attending JMU, Jack should have some place to work and eat. So he buys a Texas Inn. He builds a Texas Inn right by JMU so that Jack has some place to get meals. And Jack also winds up working there while in school. And Dave says, well, we should have one closer to my office in Richmond. So he sets up a Texas Inn here in Richmond. So you've been to the Texas Inn. I can guarantee you've been to the Texas Inn, whether you're doing cheesy Westerns, which is the traditional, or the better choice now, of course, is the Jeff Katz hot dog, because thanks to Dave, 50 cents of every hot dog goes to the Special Olympics of Virginia. Now, I mentioned his son, Jack, at JMU. Jack died last week. Jack had graduated from JMU and was accepted to, and had actually started, at the University of Richmond Law School and was doing well. Jack also loved motorcycles, and Jack died in a motorcycle accident. Hit a tree. He's 23 years old. So my dear friend Dave Saunders, who I absolutely love, is in the process of doing something that no parent anywhere should ever, ever have to do. Bury a child. None of us as parents should ever have to do that. I would tell you that I have empathy, but thank God I don't. I have no idea what that is like, and God willing, I never will. I have sympathy like you wouldn't believe, because as I've said, I love Dave Saunders, just one of the most amazing people that I've ever known. And my heart breaks knowing that he's going through whatever it is that he's going through. But I went to the visitation the other night at Belilies on August Lane down there off of Broad Street. And the line was literally out the door. It was packed. I don't think I've ever been to a visitation for somebody who was not like the president or something, where it was that situation. And there was a part of me thinking, well, how long is this going to be? And then there was a part of me thinking, man, how long is this going to be? It's great. Because there are all these people. And in 23 years, this kid, Jack, somehow, some way connected with, touched, made a difference in their lives. I stood in that line and I was in between two groups of his college friends and his law school friends. And they were crying. I don't want you to think that they were not sad, but those crying spells, interrupted the laughing spells. Because each and every one of those kids, 20-somethings, was talking about how much fun they had with Jack. How much fun Jack was, what a great friend Jack was. How he made other people smile and laugh. And yesterday, that song, You Have a Friend in Me, started off the memorial service for Jack Saunders. And I watched as my friend Dave Saunders spoke as part of it. And I learned more about Jack. I learned that Jack got a D in theater. And just like Dave, I was jolted. Who gets a D in theater? And then he wound up, this Jack kid did, wound up starring in a number of television commercials. How about that? Some friends of his, one of his best friends, talked about some of the, quote, inappropriate texts they sent back and forth. You know, funny stuff that you do as a 20-something. And Dave told the story of Jack as a little kid drawing a nativity scene for the Brander Mill neighborhood. And there were no wise men in the nativity scene. There was a giraffe, though. And the picture of Jack and the other guy, the other J&J, Jack gave himself top billing. He said, Jack and Jesus. And Dave laughed throughout the course of that discussion, that presentation, that speech, that eulogy, and cried a lot. I never got to meet Jack Saunders, but I am so pleased to know that so many other people did. And it's almost by osmosis, a little bit removed here, that I feel the better, the richer for now knowing about Jack Saunders and feeling his loss. Please keep Dave Saunders and Jack's family and friends in your prayers. They're good. Good people. 7:14, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
/7:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Please, as you are getting up and heading out, it is Friday, so do something red, R-E-D. Remember everyone deployed. Wear something red. I'm not wearing any red clothing because I'm headed out right after this to deliver a speech, and I couldn't figure out how to make something red work. So I am wearing a red bracelet thanks to my pal Emily Morrissey down there in Midlothian, emilysbracelets.com. She has saved me yet again. Let me share with you a couple of quick texts coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Ann in Ashland says, good morning, Jeff. What a beautiful, touching tribute you've just shared to Jack Saunders. Well, I wish I didn't have to, but what a good young man, and what a difference he made in 23 short years. Greg in Midlothian says, good morning, Jeff. Jack Saunders has been all over my Facebook feed for the last week. I had made the connection to Dave Saunders, and now you've got me crying at 7 a.m. on a Friday. Thank you. What a special young man. Absolutely correct. Comes from good stock. It is 7:28, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. /7:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Friday morning. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Tomorrow morning, I just want to remind you, a couple of things are going to be happening. You have the opportunity to eat really, really well. My friend Paul Diana, who has a marvelous food truck. It's PRD Concessions. He is a former police officer, former correctional officer as well. But tomorrow morning, starting at around 7 in the morning, he's going to be set up in the parking lot of Southern Police Equipment on Midlothian Turnpike. It is directly across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters. He's selling his legendary Brunswick stew, his world-class chili, and some of the most delicious cornbread you are ever, ever going to snack on. And he's taking the profits from that, the proceeds from that, and using it to help us buy gifts for our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honoree. So please, come early, come hungry, come often. Again, that's tomorrow, starting right around 7 o'clock in the morning. Southern Police Equipment on Midlothian Turnpike, directly across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters. Brunswick stew, chili, cornbread, all to help out our Blue Friday honorees. I will tell you one other thing. All of that stuff freezes, so you can buy a lot of it, and you should buy a lot of it. I had a chance to run into my dear friend Chris Beach yesterday in jail. It was the graduation of our third class of the Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. But that's just part of what Chris and the great team of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia do. And so I'm happy to welcome Chris this morning, talk a little bit about it. Good morning, sir.
Well, you can't start off the morning by talking about food right before I come on. Seriously. I mean, now I'm hungry. I appreciate that.
I will see you tomorrow at Southern Police Equipment, Midlothian Turnpike, buying lots of chili and Brunswick stew. We'll make a date.
There you go. No, I'm excited about what you're doing there to take care of the police and make sure we're taking care of people who serve us. But we have an opportunity to take care of some dads in the community called Father Christmas. And I know you've been a part of it, and we're really excited about it.
So tell us a little bit about what happens each and every year, because it's just a beautiful, beautiful event, and it's a series of things.
Well, we started 11 years ago doing this, where we honor dads in our community, dads who are, you know, being active in their families, taking part in the community, working hard to provide for their families, and they just might come up short around the holidays. And bottom line, a lot of us are like that right now, with prices being a little bit higher and, yep, you know, everything being a little bit tighter. So what we do is we're taking nominations through this Sunday to nominate dads who need a little hand up. These aren't dads that are getting a handout. These are good, hardworking dads, and we really want to honor them this Christmas. And what we're going to do is we're going to choose 25 dads here in Richmond, 25 dads down to Hampton Roads, and another 10 dads down Southwest Virginia. So 60 dads, and we're going to honor them by giving them $500 and taking care of all the presents for their children. It's grown from 15 dads at $100 to 60 dads across the state at $500 each in all the presents.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It is such a wonderful event. So we need some help. Which end do we need the help on? Do we need dads? Do we need to adopt families? Do we need folks to step up and make some donations? Where are we looking?
We need it all, being that we're doing 60 this year. I mean, the nominations, like I said, closed this Sunday. We have over 250 nominations across the state, and they only get more coming in towards the end because people are procrastinating and getting those in. But here in the greater Richmond area, what we really need is we need those people to go out and adopt a family. So if you've ever adopted an angel or taken one of those boxes and put toys in that, we're looking for a group, a family, a business. It doesn't matter who you are, to adopt a family for this father. And we'll give you the exact things that they want. We'll give you the list. We'll give you everything. You go out, you shop, and the night of the event, if you want to be there to make sure they get all the presents, you can do that. And that's the beauty of this. It's not a drop and go, and you don't know who your toys or presents are going to. It's a drop and then stay if you want to, and truly see the impact you're making on these families.
Wow. All right. So this Sunday, the nominations wrap up. We will definitely have that covered. So we are looking for people to help out then with the $500 per dad and also getting the gifts for the kids. They are one of those things. It's a family thing. Look, I'm just going to remind everybody that Heidi and I always team up with our friends Jamal and Sakina, and Jamal and I do the hard work. We write checks, and then Heidi and Sakina go out and buy gifts, which I think is just a day out for the ladies. You know, it's fun for them.
Exactly. That's what, you know, we have church groups that they pick up a group and they go shopping together and make it like their holiday party. We have businesses across the community that literally will adopt a dad by sponsoring him at $500, and then they'd make it their Christmas party for the day and honor that dad. They go out and they go shopping and they come back and they bring all the presents and they wrap all the presents together and then they drop it off at our space where we're having it this year. They just make it a fun day. So it's not just one person taking them. It's businesses, it's groups, it's churches. We're looking for everybody.
Okay, so how do people get involved there, Mr. Beach?
Well, it's easy. You go to our website at vadad.org/events. You'll see right up there, it says Father Christmas, sponsored by Threads Uniform Agency. They're sponsoring it again for the fifth time. They are truly a partner in this, and they sponsor this every single year. And they come out, they provide jackets for the dads, and they provide all the volunteers. It's an amazing event. But you go to vadad.org/events. Or you go to our programs page, and Father Christmas is right up there, too. Either way, you go there, and you can nominate a dad, you can sponsor a dad, and you can adopt a family.
All right. Well, I think everybody ought to do it. Number one, it is it's the right thing to do. But on a selfish note, this is the weird thing, Chris, but on a selfish note, it makes you feel really good. It's just it is a heartwarming experience when you're able to help out other people that way. It brings your family closer together. It brings these business groups closer together. It's just beautiful any way you slice it.
Well, for me, it starts my Christmas. It really does. And the fact that they get to do it three times this year across the state. I mean, my boys and my wife are there at their Richmond one always. They're always there supporting us. And they it's something they look forward to every year because it you know, there's some, you know, we all like getting gifts. We, you know, regardless of who they say, I don't need gifts or anything. We all like getting them. But when you can really truly give a gift to somebody that needs it and is not looking for it, there's something special about that.
These dads, so that everybody knows, these dads have no idea what is coming their way. And they, as you point out, Chris, they're not asking anybody for help. In fact, that's part of the problem sometimes. We just sort of say, well, I'm going to suck it up and get through this. But these are the most deserving dads. So if you don't mind, Chris, one more time, give everybody the website so they can get signed up to help out with the dads and adopting a family.
Not a problem at all. You go straight to our main website, VADAD, that's VirginiaDad.org, and then you click on either program tab, Father Christmas is one of our top programs, or you click on the event tab, and Father Christmas is right up there. So either way, VADAD.org, programs or events, and you're there.
I love it. Chris Beach, thank you, my friend. You're a good man. It is 744, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 7:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Coming up at 8:03, Stan Drewski. Yep, my brother from another mother. You know, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., Stan hosts In the Garage with Stan Andrewski right here on this little radio station, the Voice of Virginia. Does a great job. We'll get a little insight into some car issues before we hit the road. It's cold. It's cold. And I know you're seeing a lot of things happening with your tires, right? That's what everybody is talking about right now. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tim in Henrico says, Jeff, what a blessing to have you two mornings in a row. Oh, thank you, Tim. I know how much you hate getting up at this hour. Thank you for your sacrifice. I'm not Jewish, but I would like to wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Tim, I am Jewish, and let me wish it to you right back. Shabbat Shalom. Bob in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, it might be my imagination, but you sound much more animated in the morning than in the afternoon. You're doing a great job. Well, no, I am, because Jeremy is utilizing way more AI in the morning than we utilize in the afternoon. Yeah. Joanne in Hanover says, yes, Jeff, a very beautiful tribute to Jack Saunders. I'm saying this as nicely as possible. You have a gift for sitting with people in pain, Jeff. Rich does not. Please coach him. I don't have the gift either. Thank you, Joanne in Hanover. I'm not quite sure what that means, that I have the gift for sitting with people in pain. I know that I have found myself throughout the years as the go-to person. I have a servant's heart, and I always have. That's why I was a police officer 1,000 years ago. It's why I continue to do a lot of volunteer work and community work and what have you. But I'm also going to tell you I have a major BS detector, also developed years ago as a cop. And there's certain people that I really detest, certain types of people. I hate bullies, and I hate liars. I hate people who are abusing others. I hate people who are abusing those that they are supposed to be caring for or in charge of. I hate that. Absolutely detest that. I also have realized over the years in radio, broadcasting, entertainment, television, all this stuff I've been involved with, there are people, frankly, who have such outsized egos, and they look down on others, and they treat others like garbage. I have absolutely no tolerance for that. The entire, do you know who I am nonsense? Oh, I know who you are. I mean, I'll talk to you anyway, but you're not impressing me one way or the other. Show me that you're doing something good. Show me that you are helping someone here or there. show me that you're just treating somebody decently and honorably. That'll impress me a heck of a lot more than telling me about how much money you made or where you live or what your job title is or any of that nonsense. I don't care about any of that. It is 7:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey. 804, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Friday. Yeah, I know it's Friday morning, but it's Friday nonetheless. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. On Friday, you got to wear red, R-E-D. Something started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago. R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. I am already dressed up and ready to go. I got a great speech coming up right after this, so I'm not wearing any red clothing. However, my best buddy down there in Midlothian, Emily Morrissey from emilysbracelets.com, I'm wearing one of her red bracelets today, so I am covered. Emily, once again, has saved me from utter disaster. Stan Andruski, who during the week you find at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or over at Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And on Saturday mornings, that's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., you'll find him right here in the garage on this very radio station. Great, great show. I'm happy to say Stan's dropping by. Good morning, sir.
Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz, we're stuck here in the cold, and Rich is out in like the best, beautiful, most amazing place in the world, and here we are talking about cars.
Yeah, and it's cold.
I might be a little jealous.
Just a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Well, here's what I figured out, though, and I'm gonna clue you in on this. Don't tell anybody else, Stan. But I figured out the time difference. So I've got his cell phone number. So a little bit later today when he should be sleeping, I'm just going to start ringing his phone so that, you know, he enjoys life so like the rest of us.
It's so wrong. So, yeah, well, you know, you bring me on every Friday. Normally it's in the afternoon. I've already had my Dunkin'. I'm good. You know, we talk about a lot of times the change of seasons in Virginia because there's 3,000 different seasons. But seriously, we're going to have a beautiful afternoon. It's a good time, even yourself. Now, you know it's certified and arts if you bring your car by at either shop. You know that we're going to check it over. We're going to do, you know, a 50, 60, 72-point check up and down, make sure everything's good. And trying to remember, I think it's 72 points now. We've gone up and up every time we find something that we think would be value to a customer. We want to make sure that we're looking it over. But we're already checking that every time you come in, oil change or not. You're going to know if your car's safe. At both stores, and we do a digital vehicle inspection over there, so you can see it. If your tires are good, you're going to see pictures of your tires and how much tread lights you have left. So there's going to be a lot of good things going on. But we do want to talk about the weather right now just because it's going to be nice, and it gives you time to go out there and check things like fluids, wipers, are they wiping good, you know, your lights, belts and hoses, stuff that you can kind of check if you don't. But the big, if you don't know how, we can. Things you can't see, we can.
Right.
But the other thing that I wanted to get into was making sure when you're in these, going out for any kind of trip, Jeff, you and I have talked about this a few years ago. 95 was an absolute nightmare for a lot of people. And they, yes, they were Wonder Bread truck and the Hostess truck were all opening up for people to eat, but if they had not been out there, that could have been a little messy. So I always like to talk, especially this time of year, about an emergency kit in the back. And you can buy these, and you can get the regular one, you know, essentials like just a blanket, flashlight, jumper cables. You can buy some of those, but you want to make sure you have a couple good blankets right now, at least a gallon of water or two. Yep. I know that sounds like a lot, but most of these trunks are very easily, they can handle it. And most of the backs of your trucks, you can handle them. You want some non-perishable food. You want, you know, Slim Jims, granola, things that will keep you alive, and by all means, make sure you're bringing any medicines you might need, at least for a day or two, right? Yeah. Because we've talked about those things, and we never think about it until we're there. That's so it's a good idea to start thinking about those things now.
No, it's a great idea. I mean, here it is. Again, we're just now hitting 31 degrees, so we're still below freezing. It's cold, and even you and I, who grew up in the winter wearing flip-flops, drinking iced coffee, are acknowledging, hey, it's a bit chilly. And so you get stuck out on 95, you're right. You're going to be in a world of hurt, and it doesn't take up that much room in the trunks that everybody has now. And especially if you've got an SUV, you could fit this in a little box or two. You're not going to miss any space back there.
No, you're not. You're not going to miss them at all. And you will miss them if you're out there on 95, like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. So just a reminder, people were stuck for like 24 hours in a snowstorm.
Right.
And, you know, they did all they could to fix it. But we were dependent upon a government, and it didn't work very well. And sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. I'm just telling you guys, be dependent on yourselves if you could. It's a good idea. And the other thing, as the holidays approach, you know that I love talking about what we do for people. You know McShin, the Recovery Center McShin over there. It's basically on Hatch. We're in Hatcher Church these days. But what they've done for the local community. Guys, addiction is run prevalent. You see the war every night on the news if you're watching any of it about fentanyl that's coming across. They're trying to stop it. You know, it almost took my son, you know, personally at home. If you don't know anybody yet, you're very lucky. Most people either have it in their family, some type of addiction, or, and in my case, recovery now, thank goodness. But any day, every day is another day God gives us with our son. And so McShin, we're doing something for them. We're going to do a toy drive for McShin, and basically it's going to be 50% off of all your oil changes. Now, oil changes are already pretty cheap. You know that we do oil changes to help people. It's the number one thing that people need out there, unless you have an EV. Mm-hmm. And so we want to do those types of things to keep the prices of oil changes. Now, I think our regular oil change is $19.99, and our full synthetic is about $49 for most cars. So you think about that for a minute. In today's world, of the number one complaint of consumers is things are too expensive. So Megan and I and the team at Certified Ann Arts want to make that easier for you. So hopefully we'll do a good enough job and you'll come to us for all your repair needs, right? So far it's worked perfectly. We give first, you guys give back. So thank you, Central Virginia. Yeah, 50% off of your oil changes. And we may add to that later on, but right now it's 50% off of oil changes. Add to the details. Toy drive from Exchange. Bring a toy by.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of single moms in there that are fighting and trying to keep their lives right and get through this hard time for them. And they have kids. So we want to have some toys for them.
Absolutely. No, that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I'm not at all surprised that you are doing that. You're always giving back to this community. Stan, one of the questions that comes up on cars, and I can almost guarantee it'll be one of the topics tomorrow, is about tires. With the low temperatures, man, everybody's waking up, it seems, to low tire pressure. You got those gauges that you have now built into tires that pops up on your dashboard. Do we need to freak out? Do we run it for a little bit, let it warm up so you get back up to the right pressure? Do we go fill it up immediately? What do we do?
It's a great question. Most cars these days will actually give you the display of where it's at, right? It will tell you 30 pounds, 28 pounds, and which tire it is, assuming that it's been rotated correctly and programmed by your last shop. It will show you. But one thing you should be doing when you walk out at least once a week, I do it in the mall. I've told you this. I don't think I'll ever get used to every car I go by, I'm looking at their tires, because it's the easiest way for something bad to happen, and it's easily preventable. You can see it. So when your tires are low like that, a couple pounds, when you start driving them, they will get back up. But if they're low last night, they'll be low tonight. It's just a temperature drop. The nitrogen, as I told you, most people got away from it over the last few years. There was some questions on whether it was good for the tires or not. So all the test results came in. I'm happy with what I've seen. We're going to go back to some nitrogen filling. But you can fill it up with regular air, and you don't want to go too far. It's just the loss of the drop of temperature. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. It's not if but when that it happens. So, and if you notice it again in a couple of days, you may have a leak. So you want to get that checked out.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'll share with everybody, because what the heck, I tell everybody everything anyway. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I noticed that the tires were low, and I looked on my door panel. It says 35 is what they should be, and that's cold. You remind us all the time you're supposed to do it when it's cold. So I did that, and the tire gauge over at Wawa, I love Wawa. Air is free, as it should be, but it's supposed to stop when it hits that amount, and this one was wrong. And the next thing I know, I sent you a photo, like, oh my god, I had totally spaced on how you let the air out of the tire. And
yeah, like, remember what I told you? Get some electrical tape and just cover up the light. You'll be fine, like you tell her. Yeah, but no, Amazon, I'll be honest with you, believe it or not, look at the reviews, but Amazon has some really, really good, cheaper, it's not going to be this what we use that are calibrated and everything, but they have some really accurate gauges, and if you look at the reviews, you're going to get an idea of which ones are which. Literally, for under $20, you could get a good gauge. So you want to, if you go into Wawa or any of these gas stations, not to down them, those machines get used by thousands of people, and it's not hard to mess up when they drop it once or twice, but you can have your own checker, and you can just check it as it fills to make sure that it's where you want it to be. So that would be a suggestion. The other thing, you know, Jeff, you know, I've talked about the oil changes and everything, and how we try to keep that at the lowest possible price. You just want to remind everybody, we have a 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty on every repair we do at both shops, and it's nationwide. So the thing that I love being able to tell our customers is, even if you got an oil change and you take advantage of this fiction oil change, you are going to have for the rest of the year, you have a nationwide warranty, and at least I think it's two tows right now to take you to a qualified shop to look at anything. Anything we do, you're guaranteed that service. And so wanted to let people know what we're trying to do different out there for the community, and that's not something you hear about every day. AAA isn't as cheap as it used to be, but, you know, Certified in Arts, just having your car serviced there, you're going to get that.
I just think it's amazing. I don't know exactly how you're able to do it. I know why you do it, and I just think it's it is such a wonderful thing. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. in the garage, you'll be answering all sorts of very, very, very important questions and giving some sage advice, and none of it will involve getting black electrical tape and covering up the lights on your dash, because, well, you know
what
you're talking about.
Not unless you say it.
You know what you're talking about. I love it. All right. Well, listen, I always appreciate you joining us, whether it's in the afternoon, as it should be, or at this ungodly hour. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, brother.
Hey, good luck with your speech, Jeff. Everybody have a great weekend. It's going to be a beautiful day. Get out and look at your car. Love you, Central Virginia.
There you go. Thank you so much. That is Stan Andruski. I always refer to Stan as my brother from another mother because I downloaded Stan from a friend to family many, many years ago, which means when he comes over to visit, get his own doggone coffee. He knows where we keep the half and half. I don't need to get up and get it for him. You know, what am I, like a, yeah, exactly. I'm not his indentured servant or something. But he's a great guy. And tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., a great episode of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It is 8:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. .826, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Former Governor George Allen is going to join us in a couple of moments. We'll talk a little bit about football. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. New American Arms, I always tell you about my friends over there. That's Tony and Miss Vivian and, well, a whole bunch of other folks. And it's going to get that much more difficult in a couple of weeks. Firearms-wise, oh, yeah. My buddy Mike Ivey, I'm just looking at a post here. Mike Ivey's got spots out there at Journey's End Tattoo Studio. Why do I mention that? Because he donated to help us with our Special Olympics fundraiser. And another report that they're trying to make Fritos healthier. They're going to take coloring away from Cheetos and Doritos and Fritos to make it healthier. Here's a suggestion. Anything that ends in the phrase Eatos should not be healthy. That includes Fritos, Doritos, Cheetos, and Tito's. Hands off my fun stuff. 8:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .834, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Friday. You know why? It's Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Hey, we've hit freezing. Fantastic. It's cold. I'm telling you it's cold. I can say it's cold. It's officially cold. It's going up to 63, though, so I'll take that. Football, or as I like to say, the Patriots, it's been a thoroughly enjoyable season for me as a Pats fan publicly and as an Eagles fan privately. Definitely want to talk a little bit about football with former Governor George Allen. And since I mentioned it's cold, it also, well, you know, talks a little bit about whether we're going to be able to heat our homes and energy and all that good stuff. Mr. Governor, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jeff. How you doing? Susan and I are in Marion, Virginia, at Southwest Virginia. Well, I'm going to learn about Pozzolan, which is put into cement. At any rate, using waste coal. And then tonight, we're speaking at the 30th anniversary of the Main Street program that started or designated Marion 30 years ago, and they've done a fantastic job. And wow. We're staying in the General Francis Marion Hotel, classic hotel here, and there's a Lincoln Theater and so forth. So it's a good, fun day in the great Southwest.
Well, I like the sounds of that. And what is this stuff you're putting in cement? What does it do to the cement? Does it make it harder or softer?
It makes it harder, more durable, lasts longer. It is usually it's one of the keys of why the Romans' great construction lasts so long is that they get it from the ash, volcanic ash. Uh-huh. You also can get this from this pozzolan from waste coal. And a good friend of mine, John Matney, from the Abingdon, Bristol area, is going to take us out to his place in Russell County, Southwest Virginia, where they have a lot of waste coal. And I'm going to learn more about it. For bridges, you don't want bridges corroding in 50 years. You want them to last 150 years if possible. So this is something that is green, so to speak. that in the long run saves green as well, because repairing bridges is very, very expensive, so you might as well do it as durably and as you know, strong and lasting as possible. So I'm going to learn about how they actually, the whole process of how you get the pozzolan out of the coal or the coal ash, and then and just the economics of it. Asia's using this a great deal, but they have a lot of it there. And a lot of it in the U.S. comes from out in Idaho, where there's a lot of lava from volcanic, but it also be gotten obtained or reduced, so to speak, process from waste coal. So I'm going to learn about this. I think it's exciting. I love learning. And if you can use waste coal in a positive, productive way, it cleans up where that waste coal is, and it's being used in a positive, constructive way, literally.
Yeah. Wow. I love the sound of that, man. Well, I'm looking forward to the full report and analysis that I'm sure you'll offer, you know, after you're done with that. It's especially telling and especially appropriate time-wise. You just, I'm sure, saw the videos of that bridge from China, a brand new bridge that they had put up, and the whole doggone thing collapsed. And God knows what the damage is to humanity and the rest of it. But boy, it is absolutely a timely issue.
Yeah. Well, you look at what the Romans built. Yeah. There are still aqueducts that are carrying water to Rome that were built 2,000 years ago.
Yep.
And one of their secrets was obviously their ingenious engineering, but their cement. And, you know, if you go to Pompeii, you know, it's all covered in from the volcano and so forth, but it's that volcanic ash that actually has this component called pozzolan, P-O-Z-Z-A-L-A-N, and that's what makes it so durable. And so I think airport runways, especially bridges, you maybe don't need it on roads, you know, where we use asphalt and so forth. Yeah. But on bridges, that's what you want to really have strength.
Yeah.
And also, building bridges are much more expensive than just laying, you know, a surface on dirt.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Well, no, that sounds absolutely fascinating, and I'm glad it involves coal. I mean, the idea that we have so much coal, and you know, we've had a war on coal with some people in Washington, and hopefully that's that's turning now.
Yeah, Virginia's coal, by the way, there's two types of broadly speaking. There's thermal coal, which is used for generating electricity, and then there's the metallurgical coal, which is in tremendous demand all over the world. And that's the coal that's needed to make metals, and especially steel. And so Virginia exports a lot of metallurgical coal from our ports, whether Newport News or Norfolk. In fact, Jason Meares and I, on our fifth annual RV tour before the election, went down in a deep mine that is, you know, mining metallurgical coal that they're sending to India and elsewhere around the world. So coal's still important. But the other thing that's important is generating electricity that's affordable.
Yeah.
And Jeff, I hope you and I know you're pinch hitting this morning, but in your afternoon show too, is Abigail Spanberger, our governor-elect, has promised to lower electricity prices, and it'll be fascinating to me how she keeps that promise. In that, one of the first things she says she wants to do is have Virginia rejoin that regional greenhouse gas idiocy. Yep. That is a carbon tax that's going to add 3 or 4% to everyone's monthly power bill to send the money to northeastern states that have high taxes and high costs already, and it has no effect on the weather at all.
Right.
And so on top of it all, we have this Virginia Clean Energy or Economy Act that adds another 5 or 6% to the monthly bill.
Yep.
They have the renewable aspect, a renewable mandate that adds another 3 or 4% to monthly power bill. Then you got this offshore wind project. I'll use the word project that it's well over $11 billion, and at best, it's going to work 3 out of 4 days of the week. Yeah. And my general view is the only thing more stupid than onshore wind is offshore wind and corrosive sea air and all the rest. But Virginia's stuck with all of this, and our power bills in Virginia are significantly higher than they are in Tennessee and in North Carolina as well. And those are the states we compete with, not states that are losing population with their high costs like Maryland and New Jersey and New York and those types.
Right now, I fear for what's coming down the pike. Well, Governor George Allen, now that you have depressed the living daylights out of all of us.
No, I'm not. Don't be depressed. Be aware.
Okay.
Be alert.
All right.
Don't get seduced by all this sweet talk and stuff and just say, what's the reliability? What is this going to cost?
Yeah.
What we want is the most affordable, most reliable sources of electricity, and that's important to people in their homes, and these they call themselves progressives. Ugh. But it's regressive. The
Absolutely.
People hurt most by higher energy bills are lower and middle income working people, not the wealthy elites who fly to Brazil for another climate change confab.
You're exactly right. But no, I wanted to end on what I'm considering a positive note, which is football, although you might disagree given the crimson and gold there. But my Patriots and my Eagles are just doing really, really well, sir.
Yeah, well, I have a son-in-law, Harry. He's from Maine, and so he's a maniac, but he's also a New England Patriots fan. The Patriots are doing great. Drake May is doing fantastic, and Vrabel's really turned the franchise around. They had of course, they're playing the Jets, that are a pathetic team, but still they're in first place. They're ahead of the Buffalo Bills. Who would have? I mean, I think the Patriots are the surprise team of this NFL season.
What do you think the windup is going to be, though? Because I'm looking at some of it here, and I have hopes as well as fears that we're looking at it another Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. You know, I'm married into a Patriots family, but I grew up in Philadelphia.
That would be awful.
Yeah, yeah.
I like neither team, so you might be happy with it. To me, that would just be one where I wish both could lose. I'd probably be for the Patriots over Philadelphia. Our favorite team this year.
Yeah.
Look, I grew up in a football family, and my father goes from team to team, and you have rivalries, and there's coaches you like and owners you dislike, and so it's hard for anyone to follow why I'm for any team.
Right.
But one of my nephews is working with the Detroit Lions. Now and so our favorite team in the Allen family this year is the Detroit Lions.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen,
and they're playing your Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going with the Eagles, but nonetheless, the Lions have come from nowhere. Really, always a surprise.
They did great with their this coach Campbell is outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's kind of old school, tough. Goff is playing well.
Yep.
It's both the Eagles this Sunday night game with the Eagles and Lions is just a great game. Unlike the Monday night game where you have two great franchises, the Raiders and the Cowboys, who are playing, let's say, mediocre with it. And our kids, my brother Bruce was with the Raiders, so our kids grew up as Raiders fans.
Gotcha.
Raider nationalists. And
gotcha.
So,
well, I don't know. Mediocre, I think you're grading on a curve. That's a very kind description of their play this year. Governor Allen, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. Give my best to your lovely bride. We will talk again soon, I hope.
Okay, Jeff, and stay positive and strong for freedom, and informed people will make the right decisions.
They sure will. That is former Governor George Allen, one of the good guys. 845, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. it's early. Bam. Very nice, gentle bam. Just a little bam. Not a big bam. Just a, all right, fine, bam. Hey, it's Friday, gang. I'm just telling you right now, congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. A lovely couple of early mornings. Thank you to Jeremy. My friend Jeremy is like three of the finest people you're ever going to meet, and two of the best employees right here at News Radio WRVA. So that's why I have gotten up relatively early. People don't understand. I did mornings for years, kids. I did mornings for years in Boston, and last thing I intend to do is do mornings again. That's just the reality of it. But all of that being said, it's been a great deal of fun helping out Germ so that he does not have to work 27 and a half hours each and every day. Great hearing Gary Hess reporting on sports again. It certainly is. Listen, Gary is also like two of the best people that I know. And, you know, he decided to attack, was it a pickup truck that he attacked? I don't know, something like that. And then the pickup truck said, hey, not so fast, dude. But it is wonderful to have Gary back exactly where it is that he belongs. Lots of great stuff coming up this weekend. And I would urge you to check out as much of it as you possibly can. A couple of things that I would urge you to do on a personal basis. You know, I like to help out people in Central Virginia. I love this community. Been part of this community now for, 14 years, thereabouts. And one of the first people, literally within hours of me arriving, to reach out was Dave Saunders from Madison and Maine. Also the owner of the Texas Inn and somebody who has supported every crazy fundraising effort that I've ever come up with. And he instituted the Jeff Katz hot dogs over there at the Texas Inn. And Dave's son, Jack, died in a motorcycle accident last week. We have all sorts of links to this new Jack Saunders scholarship. I've got them up on my social media pages. There's a tribute, Jerm, you'll be posting that, right, at News Radio WRVA, and then I'll share that on the social media as well. It'll all be good stuff. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. at Southern Police Equipment, Midlothian Turnpike, right across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters. We're doing a Brunswick Stew Chili Cornbread Sale. Paul Diana is doing it, a former police officer, doing it to raise money to buy gifts for our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honorees. So please, if you have the opportunity, drop on by. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great, great weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3 in the afternoon. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.